Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Gloria A. Haynes, research student in the Faculty of Humanities and Education, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day in Bajan history, February 23, 1900, Barbados Joe Walcott, the trainer of future heavyweight champion Jack Johnson, and the man from whom Jersey Joe Walcott got his name, fought champion heavyweight Joe Koinski in a fight still talked about 126 years later. Fought at the Broadway Athletic Club in New York City, few gave the Barbados-born Walcott a chance against the massive Koinski, who weighed 173 pounds to Walcott's 148 pounds. Outweighed by 25 pounds and standing a foot shorter, with a reach to match, Barbados Joe Walcott pounded the champion heavyweight into such a state of helplessness that the referee was forced to stop the fight 28 seconds into the seventh round. From the sound of the bell in the first round, Walcott attacked his massive opponent relentlessly, striking his head with ease while sending him to the canvas three times in the first round as the crowd watched stunned, already wondering if they had placed their bets on the wrong man. Only the bell saved Koinski from a knockout in the first round. In rounds 2 through 4, Walcott, standing just over 5 feet tall, battered the 6 foot tall heavyweight, sending him frequently to the ropes. Throughout these rounds, he battered Koinski's face and lower body, frequently jumping inches off the floor to land punches with a terrifying effect on his much larger opponent. By the fifth round, Koinski, who had agreed to cross the color line only after he was guaranteed 75% of the fight purse, was regretting his decision to do so. Walcott, using lefts and rights with precision, smiled and taunted his opponent as he landed these with ease. By the end of the fifth round, Koinski's right eye was black and bruised with shades of blue as the screams of those supporting the Barbadian champion reached a deafening crescendo. Although Koinski started the sixth round aggressively, this proved futile since Walcott returned his blows with interest, sparing no quarter. In his effort to exact a decisive knockout, Walcott fell from the force of his own blow. Such was the power of Walcott that at the time this fight occurred, he was known the world over as the Barbados Demon. In the seventh and what proved to be the final round, two Walcott lefts to Koinski's jaw in quick succession stunned his opponent. This was followed by a right which sent Koinski to his knees. From there, it was all Walcott, who was so relentless in attack that the fight was mercifully stopped 28 seconds into the seventh round. Barbados Joe Walcott, fighting as a welterweight, had done what was thought impossible by defeating one of boxing's leading heavyweight championship contenders on this day, February 23, 1900.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.